life implies that you think it worth writing. It implies an arrogance or confidence or compulsion to justify oneself that I can't claim. Did Washington write his memoirs? Did Lincoln, Jefferson, Shakespeare, Socrates? No, but Nixon will, and Agnew is undoubtedly hunched over his right now. As for Joe Alston, he has been a wise-cracking fellow traveler in the lives of other people, and a tourist in his own. There has not been one significant event in his life that he planned. He has gone downstream like a stick, getting hung up in eddies and getting flushed out again, only half understanding what he floated past and understanding less with every year. He knows nothing that posterity needs to be told about. What he really does in his study is pacify a wife who worries about him and who reads newspaper psychiatrists, urging the retired to keep their minds active. Now I finally get around to writing something. Not My Life Among the Literary, nothing more pretentious than My Days Among the Weeks. Ruth herself, having got me, as she thinks, working, goes forth into the world and agitates herself over environmental deterioration, the paranoias and snobberies of our town council, the programs of the League of Women Voters,